Alexander is my name, Macedonia's most famous commander. History calls the great, but I prefer the greatest. A king aged only 20 when my dad assassinated. Advisors called for calm, but frankly, peace is overrated. Crushed rebels in Greek city-states. So thousands of the martyrs made short labor of my neighbors. And that was just for starters. Alexander, full-time fighter, made my home rule secure, but that wasn't enough. I wanted more, more, more. And so began my master plan to conquer by invasion. It started with Dad's enemy, the famous Persian nation. Ruler Darius had far more troops and inconvenience, but I won, then thrashed Egypt. I'm a military genius. Founded Egypt's Alexandria, named for the greatest man alive. I was now Pharaoh and King of Persia, not bad for 25. Alexander, victorious fighter. The greatest sounds flat. How about the living God? Yeah, I'll buy that. My loyal followers said, that's the stuff. But I, a born warrior, said, it's not enough. Let's take India. Last man, there's a fool. Started wearing Persian clothes. Boy, I looked so cool. But made my troops suspicious. Men called me too ambitious. Said they wouldn't follow me. Guitar solo, Ptolemy. Because of me, Ptolemy, he'll go far. He'll found the dynasty that ends with Cleopatra. Then there's Phaistion, my best friend, of course. Unless you count Bucephalus, but he's a horse. Why the long face, my friend? Anyway, together it was going grand. Till Hephenbusi died and my men took a stand. I wanted to continue, but my hands were tied. So I sat in my tent and I cried. Oh, Alexander, no more a fighter. Adventures had to stop because 323 BC saw me drown.